Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Was this music a piece of the fabric of your youth, your high school years, your college years? This is the Lisa Dent Show. Thanks for listening to 720 WGN. That was certainly the case for me. I mean, Cheap Trick is American rock and roll band from Rockford, Illinois. I don't think we're famous for anything other than Cheap Trick. And guitarist and founding member, one of the founding members, Rick Nielsen, is with us. Thank you for joining
us,
Rick. How you doing?
Hello. I'm good. How's your dad doing?
Oh, there. Yeah, I think you're thinking about my brother, man. My brother Greg, the carpet guy from Rockford. I think you two have some history. How are you doing?
I just landed in where the heck am I? Somewhere in Washington State.
Okay. And are you on stage tonight?
Yeah, we are. We're in Idaho tonight. We played last night near Seattle. And we're in Idaho someplace today, so we have a two-hour drive each way, and then before a 6 a.m. flight from here to Dallas, then back to Chicago.
Nice,
relaxing way.
And in between those jaunts on flights, are you all still sharing a bus or at least going on those two-hour drives together?
Well, we have a couple rented cars, I think, today. Our bus is out here somewhere, but we're not on it. I think our crew might be moving. We're not.
And Rick,
we have one.
You spend a lot of time in Rockford still, right?
Well, that's where I live. But I'm on the road almost as much as I am in the airplane.
How many shows has Cheap Trick done over the years?
I think around 7,000, something like that.
And you're still at it. Why is that? What prompts you to get up and go out and play every night?
Too dumb to quit.
We were reaching out to you the other day, and I know you were taken back by Jeff Beck's death. What can you tell us about Jeff Beck?
He's the greatest player ever was, in my mind. I saw him starting with the Yardbirds. I saw him when there was about 20 people at the place I first saw him in Byron, Illinois, at the Rock River Roller Rink.
When it comes to shredding guitars, I mean, let's just face it, you're up there. How many guitars have you owned over the years?
I've owned almost 2,000 instruments, but I'm trying to pare it down, so I've got only about 500 right now.
And how many storage units do you have? Because you got to keep them somewhere.
Too many. Too many. I'm lucky because it's my hobby, and it's like, I've just kept at it for years and years, and it's embarrassing, but it's cool at the same time.
Founder of Cheap Trick, guitarist Rick Nielsen on the phone because he has teamed up with Pause Chicago. I have served on the board of directors for Pause Chicago for years, and we're pretty excited about this, and it has to do with a restaurant that you have here in Chicago. I don't know if people know that. I don't know if you're the owner or one of the owners of Peace, which is a pizza joint.
Yeah, I'm one of the owners. I started with Bill Jacobs back in, I don't even know what year it is. We've been there about 22 years now.
Boy, it's good food. It is great. And do you still own part of Stockholm Inn in Rockford?
Yes, I do.
And now you got a vodka?
Yes, I do.
You know, you could have retired years ago, Rick.
I could have. I like to play.
Yeah,
I like to play, and I like doing fun stuff.
So are we ever going to see that beautifully curated collection of everything you have saved over the years that we saw on display at the Burpee Museum in Rockford, Illinois? That was amazing. You've saved ticket stubs. You've saved letters, not to mention your guitar collection and everything else. Will we see that again in public?
I would think so. When the Hard Rock Rockford Casino Rockford opens, I plan on having a lot of guitars there. And, you know, I've got guitars all over the country, all over the world, actually. And it's going to be kind of fun to have a lot of stuff at the Rockford Casino, which is going to be opening. Well, the temporary one is open right now in Rockford, but Hard Rock Casino Rockford. I worked on it for about 15 years. It's finally going to open. It looks good so far.
That has been a long time coming. Now, is it going to be at Perryville and 90, or is it going to be where the old clock tower was at State and 90?
Where the clock tower was. Yeah, East State and 90.
Oh my gosh.
To have a big, huge checkerboard explorer up front beckoning you from the highway to come in.
How is it that the checkerboard print has become so iconic because of you? I know you were a big benefactor when it came to redoing the Coronado Theater in Rockford. I know that's your signature trademark, but how did that personally come about for you?
Well, I was born in Elmhurst, and when I was growing up, the first few years when I was there, you know, they only had three TV stations, and I used to watch on Sunday night, the TVs would go off at like 9 o'clock or 10 o'clock. And I used to watch those, like a Good Night Signal. You used to have a picture of an Indian, and it was saying good night to you. And then after that, it went to bug races. That's what I called it. You know, it's like just black and white. And the TVs are black and white, too, so there you go. I used to watch it and think that somebody was going to come out of the TV. You know, I was an impressionable youth. I'm just an impressionable old fart. But, that's where it kind of started there, and I just progressed from there. Plus, the Chicago Police, they had that checkerboard on their uniforms.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah, and the race card, and the checker and the checkers for playing checkers.
It's absolutely,
it's all over the place.
Yeah, but for some reason, it's so associated with you more than anything else.
Yeah, it did. So I even got a couple teeth that have been at the dentist's office. I've had them made in checkerboard, so there you go.
You have not.
I sure have.
You have?
I have.
Oh, my gosh. Rick Nielsen of Cheap Trick is with us, the pride of Rockford, and if you grew up in, I would say, the 70s and 80s and the 90s, anywhere in Northern Illinois, this was your band. And now you've teamed up with Paws Chicago. The headline says, Eat Pizza, Save Pets. And it's really a chance to get those dogs who haven't found a home, you know, the dogs that everybody passes on. They might be a little older or have some, you know, I don't know what it is, why some dogs stay in shelters longer than others. But
sort of like
you're going to sell pizza and help these dogs.
Yes, we are. And yeah, get a pizza, and it won't be just the humans that enjoy it. From Peace Pizza, 1927 West North Avenue, North Milwaukee, Damon, my favorite place.
I'm telling you what, everybody raves about the pizza there, and you'll see these adoptable dogs featured on the Peace Pizza boxes, and it's really cool because $5 from every specialty pie goes to Paws Chicago, and each flavor is made in collaboration with local chef legends, so I think that Doug Sohn of Hot Dogs and Barry Sorkin of Smoke Barbecue have cooked up a decadent white pizza right now with hunks of sausage and mushroom and everything. So we encourage you to go support Peace Pizza.
I love those guys. I love those guys.
They're good, right?
And plus, yeah, I love those guys. I love Smoke, and I love the Hot Dog, and I've done this before with Peace or with Paws too. This isn't the first time.
All right. I know. I appreciate what you do for that. Hey, you got a question for Rick Nielsen? You want to chat with him? 312-981-7200. We'll get a check on weather and traffic with Mary Vandeveld. Come back and finish our conversation with him. Rick Nielsen of Cheap Trick on the Lisa Dent Show this afternoon. Working in cooperation with Paws Chicago to get dogs adopted and to raise money. Somebody just sent in a text, Rick, and said Live at Budokan was my favorite album, my senior year of 1979. Somebody else also said that back in the day, maybe you can confirm this, if you bought a pair of Levi's at the Gap, you got free tickets to a Cheap Trick concert.
Really? I had no idea. See, I wish you would have played I Want You to Want Me and Surrender and play them from the Live at Budokan record.
It's
a little better version. You've got the original soundtrack. So, and plus, I find out where I am. I'm in Spokane. I didn't know. I had to look and see where I landed.
You know, it's so typical of a rock and roll star, because there have been times that we've been at shows and somebody's on stage and they have the faux pas of saying they're in a town that they were in actually last night. And it is hard when you're on the road all the time. You've done over 7,000 shows and it's from one city to the next. It's got to become a blur.
What are we talking about? Just kidding. It's kind of a blur, but I enjoy going to all these cities. I mean, love to travel, but I'm a little tired of the travel itself. But getting there is not half the fun. But being there is a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's like any travel, actually. And Rick, my audio engineer, Brian Altimer, said, I want to play these cuts live from Budokan. And I was like, I don't know. And so I should have listened to him.
you should have, Lisa.
Somebody said, ask him if the Hard Rock Casino will have a Peace Pizza or a Stockholm Inn.
I don't believe so, not right now. But those are both great places.
And this is amazing, Rick, because there has been rumors about this Hard Rock Casino and the hotel and you being one of the backers in it for years. What has taken so long to get this thing underway?
Well, it wasn't me. I've been working on this for about 15 years or more, because I have a guitar basically in every Hard Rock around the world, but I never had anything where I lived. So I fought for it, and it took a long time, and it's being built right now. So I'm pretty excited about it.
Between you and Robin Zander, you seem to have a bench full of second-generation musicians who are always available to fill in when Cheap Trick needs a fill-in. So was it Robin Zander's kid who was filling in for you?
He was, yeah. He has, but he's filled in for Tom. He's filled in for Dax. He's filled in for Bunny. And he sings real well, too. So he's actually filled in for everybody.
And your kids are musicians as well, in their own right.
My son Dax is in Cheap Trick, and my son Miles has a band called Miles Nielsen and the Rusted Hearts. They're excellent too.
They really are, and it's just fun to see a second generation of great rock and rollers coming out of Rockford. When we talked about your collection of owning as many guitars, thousands of them over the years, and the fact that you've pared it down to 500. Somebody said that, ask him about the mailman guitar.
The mailman.
Tom from Racine said my favorite guitar that he plays is the mailman guitar. I don't know what that is.
I think that might be talking about Uncle Dick, which is looks sort of like me. It's got two legs, which are two necks. And, the mailman guitar. The mailman guitar.
Has there ever been a rock and roller that has called you up and said, hey, man, can I borrow this specific guitar for a show or to record?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, yes. Twice, I loaned Jeff Beck a guitar, and I sold him a guitar in 1968 after seeing him at the Carnegie Playground in Chicago. And he flew me to Philadelphia, and I sold him a guitar there. And then we were in Japan a couple years ago, and he only brought one guitar to this concert that we were doing together with Jimmy Page and Jeff Beck and ourselves, and he only brought one guitar, so I had to send my guitar tech back to the hotel and pick up a guitar. It was a Jeff Beck model, actually, that I had there, and he borrowed it from me, and then a couple of years ago, then I went to his house in England, and he was my favorite for all those years.
You might like this text message that just came in. We're talking with Rick Nielsen of Cheap Trick. Somebody said, I saw Cheap Trick play the Venetian Festival in St. Joe, Michigan. I was excited because we were standing right down in front of the stage. I knew I was getting old when I realized I couldn't stay there any longer because it was so loud. We're back in the day, your head would be right up against those speakers. Have you seen an age change in your audience, or do you still see a multitude of generations when you look out into the crowd?
Yeah, we really have all ages, which is like kind of great for us. You know, it's like we don't just have to depend on people that are our age or my age or yeah, we don't have to depend on people that we're dependent. And we always have a lot of kids there that come there with their parents or had before, and a lot of people are just interested. You know, we've been around for a while, but we keep making albums, so it's like it's not like we're, you know, just living on the past. We put out over 20 studio albums and a whole bunch of live ones, and we're still playing live. I mean, we had a sold out crowd last night. We have another sold out crowd tonight. We're somewhere in Idaho. I don't even know where we're at. Never been there. I've been to Idaho, but never been where I'm going.
I think that we
can tell my voice is shot too.
Yeah, that's got to be hard. It's got to be hard because you've got. I looked at your tour schedule this year for Cheap Trick. It's pretty immense. It's you guys are on the road a lot, and I would imagine at some point we're going to see you back here in the Chicagoland area, right?
Probably. You know, we've got stuff that because of the pandemic. You know, we still have stuff. We have a month to fill with Rod Stewart. We were supposed to go in Japan in November, December, but now we've moved that till next October. You know, so that's 2 months right there. Yeah. So it's like we have a lot of stuff happening, but it's good.
Rick, I'm a huge fan. I just have always followed you since I'm a Rockford girl, and I can't tell you how much it means that you would jump on our radio show this afternoon.
I'm happy to do it. Happy for a pause, and happy for peace, and it's all good stuff.
Yeah.
Take care of your friends.
Thank you. Here it is. Live from Budokan. So eat pizza, save pets, get into Peace Pizza, and just know that $5 of every pizza is going to help find a dog a home, a dog that's been at Paws way too long. That's Rick Nielsen from Cheap Trick. We appreciate his time. Steve's news is next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. Chicago's very own.